actual cash
rate. But
the
good news is the banks won't be quick to pass it on. My understanding of the banks in this instance, they'll sit on it, they'll keep their powder dry, and none of them will rush into this head on.
Westpac's already moved.
Okay. Can you swear on radio? Can I just...
Outrageous.
Can I... You got the dump button ready.
I do. Are you going to do it?
Well...
Do it. Do it.
You right?
Go.
Fuck you, Banks. You
yes!
Dogs.
Yes, I dumped that.
Yes!
Yes, I definitely dumped that.
I think,
yeah,
and you know what, Mickey? I think most of Sydney are saying the same thing that you just said.
Oh, man.
All of Sydney are feeling the pain. I mean, this is unprecedented waters we're almost getting into.
If I was Philip Lowe, I wouldn't be, photographed at a ritzy restaurant anytime soon. Maybe go and have sleep at a bus stop or something.
Yeah.
Or be seen, I don't know, in a queue for a tin of baked beans. But don't. This is incredible news. There's more to come, right?
Yeah,
this is not the end of it.
What fires me up just as much is the blame game has started, right?
Yes.
So they've all gone out and had a go at the ACTU saying how you increased the wages for the lowest paid workers. They deserve a pay increase.
They deserve a pay increase. It's not even in line with inflation, to
Indeed.
Be honest. It's under.
Yeah.
So.
And the Australian Institute came out yesterday, all guns firing, which I reckon is a great point, saying, hang on a minute, a lot of this inflationary pressure is due to ridiculous corporate profits. So
yep.
Let's find out what's behind this inflation and stop making really hardworking Australians pay for it.
Making hardworking Australians have to sit there while their children move back into the house.
Are you looking at me?
I'm looking at you. Your kids ever going to go?
No.
Not in the current climate.
No. Why would they? They won't be able to afford anything.